pounds on the man, don't you? Welcome to Married as Fuck. We are your hosts, Randall Fowler.
And Brooke Fowler.
And, this is going to be our first podcast, so hopefully it doesn't suck too bad. But there's a couple of things we want to say to start this off. Number one, we're definitely not professionals, so don't judge us. And this is not a podcast for children, so the kids in our family that will be part of the tens of people trying to download this, do not do it. There will be profanities. So there you go. That's for the disclaimers. Well, the first thing we want to do is we want to thank our Twitter following on the Twitter handle Married as Fuck. It's been a big help for us in getting the word out. These guys are relentless, all three of you. And so we want to thank you by name, first thing. So, Kara, Colleen, and Rachel, we thank you.
Oh, I didn't even know that was our married as fuck army right there.
That is.
Squad.
They will definitely be able to say that they got in at the basement level of this thing. And I'm going to be honest. I feel like a celebrity a little with the podcast.
Settle down, sir. Settle down. Ever since the Burt Show.
I know. our stock has only risen. And I feel good about it. So to kick this thing off, I wanted to kind of let Brooke tell the story about how she was informed about this podcast. So, check this out.
Yeah, so this is a little bit what it's like to be married to Randall Fowler.
Yes.
I'm sitting at work, doing my job, and I get a text from my husband that's a picture of us, and it says, Married as Fuck, podcast number one. And I was like, okay, what does this mean? And why is it so aggressive? So, of course, I'm down to do a podcast. Why the fuck not? But, yeah, I wasn't completely on board with, like, flat out married as fuck. I mean, I do fancy myself some curse words. But I thought it was a little harsh. So we compromised on the married AF. Yeah, to be very millennial.
She was definitely the first to bring that up. And I took a little bit of convincing, but I jumped on board. It was a little bit aggressive visually to see it. So saying it to me is nowhere near as bad, but seeing it in print was a little shocking. So
I
understood.
We're parents, for fuck's sake.
Absolutely.
Let's keep it classy, sir.
I do have to say, though, that, you know, you have to spare me the I'm offended line that people like to throw out by seeing an F-bomb. I mean, it's not the end of the world, folks. There's
And why did all those people on that Facebook page that you're a member or that we're a member of for your neck surgery, like some of those ladies got their panties in a big old wad about it. The administrator deleted your post about it, didn't she?
Yes. She was not happy with me because I posted something that showed the word fuck in it. And
we posted something saying we were going to do a podcast called Married as Fuck, and she got super offended.
She got real mad. I believe her words were, it was a dank post. Yes,
I had to delete it.
Which was fantastic.
Yes.
And so we had a field day. She ended up, I think, seeing the light when our other friends stood up for us on that, on her ridiculousness. So.
Well, if it wasn't for your YouTube video with, actually, babe, it's got over 10,000 views now.
I'm famous.
About your neck surgery recovery. I think she would have booted you from the group.
Yes.
Like the How I Met Your Mother Facebook page banned us.
Yes. I don't know if everyone knows that, but I am banned from the How I Met Your Mother Facebook page. I'm proud of it.
I mean, if anybody watched that show from beginning to end, you're fucking pissed off too, because that was the worst.
I was really pissed off, though. I mean, I took it pretty far. Put a sternly worded Facebook post out there, yeah. Followed up by many more until they banned me from it.
It's just a good thing.
But it was unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing we weren't on Facebook when Lost ended, or we would have been banned from their page, too.
Yeah, but How I Met Your Mother will always be the first great heartbreak of mine. I don't think I've ever been as hurt by someone.
God, that was so
as I was by that ending.
Why? 10 years?
Yeah, it was a waste.
And
it
then
was
they a total waste. Immediately kill her, and he ends up with Robin anyways. What
so weird.
The
and,
fuck?
And he had his kids calling her Aunt Robin the whole show. So
yes.
It's very confusing. I was confused emotionally from that episode at the end, and yeah, I had to.
All that build.
I had
up.
To speak up. I couldn't let it slide. So.
Still a good show, though. Until then.
I am banned from that, but shout out to the YouTube video. If you are having your neck fused anytime soon, any of the 10 people that are listening here, go check out the YouTube video. It'll help you with some tips for your recovery. Neck is doing great, so there you go.
Yeah, he recorded a 25-minute-long video about recovery tips from ACDF surgery, and literally 10,000-plus people have watched it at this point. And, like, our YouTube channel of, like, 4 videos, what did I say the other day? We have, like, 50 subscribers.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, people want to be educated on that. It is a scary surgery, so I get it. And I was just like them, looking at videos before having the surgery, so I get it. And they're all been totally awesome. Made a lot of good friends from those groups and people that have watched the videos. So I feel like it was a success. Got the name out there. I mean, I am going to be honest that we are in demand right now. You know, we're hot, and that's why we're capitalizing on that momentum and doing this mm-hmm. podcast. And
well, it was all your idea.
We can't thank you followers enough, all three of you. Now, to the bad news about the followers, we love you, all that good stuff. But none of you submitted questions like we asked, and so I want to thank you for that. So we had to whim this material tonight, which is fine.
We don't need material, but, babe.
If you want any questions asked to get non-professional answers from us that we have absolutely no reason answering or real credibility on the subject, we're happy to do it. So anything you got, you can fire at us. The Twitter handle is Married as Fuck.
Married AF podcast. Or is that Instagram?
No, that's Instagram.
My bad.
Yeah. The Twitter is the actual profanity, so you will have to type that in to the search. And I apologize if you're offended in advance, but we'd love to have you on board with that. So
I'm going to get another beer.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go into why the name for me. for one, I think it's just awesome. And I think that there is something to it to where, you know, if you're out with, whether it's your guy friends or your girlfriends, and you're hanging out and, you know, they want to do something. Because you got friends that are married, and then you got friends that are married as fuck. And so if they're going to go to, you know, a two-night bender out at the strip clubs without their wives and all that, and they're like, hey, we should call Randall. My friends now at my age and our status are going to say, there's no point in calling Randall. He's married as fuck. Unless you're going to invite Brooke, too. And that's fine, and I like that, and that's the way that it was intended all along. So I see the good in the name. I think it's great. Yeah. You know, we have some of our political leaders that are obviously married as fuck, too. You got Mike Pence. There's not a guy more married as fuck than that guy. He won't go into a meeting with another woman without his wife in the room.
Really?
And I remember when that was announced and everybody was making fun of him and all that, and it is funny, but...
like a political, I'm the vice president, and I gotta meet with...
Another political
Condoleezza
leader.
Rice.
Anybody.
His wife, she's not a politician.
I know.
She?
She may not be, but he has
She got no business being in there.
But that guy has no allegations out there about
no.
him.
No.
Zero.
Is,
while
he is,
while Trumple Tits is getting barraged with accusations and all that, and other people in his cabinet have had domestic abuse issues. Mike Pence is sitting back with a middle finger at all of them, and nobody can say anything about that guy. So you got to look at it that way too. I think it's pretty funny. So that's how we come up with the name. I think it'll stick. So we're gonna go with it. So
the more PG version, anyway.
Yeah. We don't have to continue to pound away at the married as fuck part, but it doesn't bother me either way. So what's on your mind, babe? What's been going on lately with you?
I'm just pumped that Walking Dead starts back this weekend. I am, but Carl's going to die. Like, we all know that. Spoiler alert for anybody that doesn't already watch Walking Dead. And if you don't talk to me.
Yes. But yes, Carl's going to die. I'm fine with it. You know.
I'm torn. At the beginning of the series, it was like, for fuck's sake, Carl has to die. So annoying.
Whatever it takes to get awesome Rick back, because the last two seasons, Rick's been dog shit.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. I need Rick ripping dicks off.
Ripping throats out with his mouth.
Absolutely. That's the only Rick that I'll follow into battle. You know it's bad when you know, I started pulling for Negan. I like Negan.
Well, everybody does, I think. I mean, and that's what's so great about him is that you love him, but you hate him. Like, you love him when he's just being a smartass with his own people, but then when he starts, like, hurting Rick and them, then it's like, oh, yeah, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they go into more of his backstory and we get to see him... soften up. That's the only part I don't like about Carl dying is in the comic or the graphic novel, you know, their relationship's what makes Negan, Carl and Negan.
Right.
So that's gone. So they're definitely taking
well,
a
they're
detour.
Going, yeah.
And so I would rather it be Douche or Daryl that died. That's just me. But I'll take Carl.
As much as I love Daryl, I really am getting sick of, like, I feel like he has one look on his face.
And it's dirty.
He looks dirty all the time. And they have showers.
Yeah,
like,
he's the greasiest guy, but I think he's turned
well,
down
I know it's like,
chance to shower. I know it's his thing.
Well, no, but, like, in Alexandria, it's all blown up now, I guess. But, like, even before that, like, he had full access to showers, but seems like he just chose not to and keep that greasy ass hair hanging in his face. I don't know. But, like, I like Carl now that he's grown up a little bit, and it's a bummer that he's going to die this episode, so.
He's going to make a gazillion dollars in residuals on this. I mean, they're obviously into season, what, this is
season eight. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to go into syndication for decades.
I just wonder what he's going to be in next, and, like, it's just going to be hard for him to do anything else, because he's forever going to be Carl Grimes.
Oh, yeah. No, he started as a baby.
Which, for anybody that doesn't know, Chandler Riggs, who plays Carl, lives in Woodstock, Georgia, which is, like, next door to where we, like, right, his neighborhood is around the corner from where Gunnar goes to preschool. Not that anybody really cares, probably. But I think it's pretty cool.
It is pretty awesome.
He went to Etowah High School, right? Which is the high school that Gunnar will go to if we still live in this house. But
I think so.
Either Etowah or Woodstock.
Or Woodstock High School. One of those two.
And they're like a block away from each other, which is silly. But
yeah, that is a fun fact for you guys.
Yes.
To know. So I like that, but I wonder if they'll ever do anything with the Carol and Daryl thing. You think that'll
they
ever...
They keep anything will ever hinting come to fruition? At it.
Or are they going to make him gay?
No, they're putting her... I feel like they're putting her with Ezekiel. King Ezekiel.
He's going to get smoked, isn't he? I hope.
No, they he's killed the worst. They killed his tiger.
I know, but he's a massive
kid. God, that bummed me out, man.
Yeah, he's...
I know they couldn't do the fucking CGI tiger forever, but...
Yeah,
I liked her.
Yeah, I didn't like the tiger dying, but I'd rather Ezekiel die for sure.
No, I think, I don't know. I think he's going to find his inner badass now, maybe. That's kind of what it looked like from the preview trailer thing.
Yeah, I think he's going to tell Negan to feel free to try to kill him, and his candor is going to blow Negan away, that he doesn't give a shit if he lives or not.
Yeah.
And that's going to end up what saves him, I think.
Probably. Because that's Negan's whole thing, is like he wants the king, the widow, and Rick.
Yeah. But they should all be dead, all of Negan's people. That's what blows my mind and almost makes me pull a How I Met Your Mother. Is when they had them at the compound, weapons drawn on them, Negan out front.
Why did they not just fucking put a bullet in his head?
Drawn on him. Rick had him in his crosshairs. And was just like, nah.
Yeah, that was. Wait. Is that the episode we were watching during the snowstorm when we were staying at Susan's?
No. It was right before that, though, because I remember talking about it. But, yeah, and I've never seen worse marksman than on that show, but. Yeah, you let all that go.
No, they should have put a bullet in his head right then. But they can't because Negan's a popular character on the show, so they're not going to kill him off.
Now.
I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's the shit.
He'll always be the dude that died on Grey's Anatomy to me, though.
Yes. He was in something else, too.
Yeah, but when he died, what was it, Denny? His name was Denny.
And then he was, like, haunting her? Yeah, wasn't he, like, a ghost?
When he died, it was emotional. That was when I still watched that show. And,
Before Katherine Heigl went off the fucking deep end.
Yeah, before she lost her shit after, that movie with, Seth Rogen, Knocked Up. That's when her shit went downhill fast.
Well, yeah, he looked so different back when he was on Grey's Anatomy, though. Like, he was kind of chubby, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was bigger. He's thinner now.
I don't know, those dimples... He's so cute.
Yeah, he's got a solid beard. I respect his beard game.
And he's got a gray beard, too, babe.
He does. He's also much older than me, and mine is grayer than his, which is great.
I don't think he was much older. I thought he was like...
I bet he's at least
late 40s. You think he's 50?
40s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was like early 40s. So that would still make him older, but.
Yeah. Nobody's beard is grayer than mine at the age that mine got gray.
39 years young.
Well, mine's been gray for 2 years, so.
Yeah, but that picture came up on my time hop the other day, and I think it was from 4 years ago because it was. Yeah, because you had a full beard and it was. You were still giving updates on it, so it must have been like months after Gunner was born. And it was barely any gray in it. It's like, oh.
That's what children do, they will gray you. But I was going gray anyway, so that's not a big deal.
That's why I just dye my hair.
Yep. I wish I had hair on my head. I do not.
Nah. I saw what your hair looked like, baby.
Yeah. It was unfortunate, even when I had it. But, you know, I took the bull by the horns and decided, you know, hey, I'm not going to be the guy with this hairline looking ridiculous
with
and
the
subpar.
Homer Simpson come
over. I was never going to do that. Couldn't let myself do it. And yeah. No, I don't think anybody could look at me right if I had hair. But if they ever create something that will really grow my hair back and won't, you know, destroy my kidneys or something else to have to take a pill that if you touch it, you know, you turn into a man immediately, then I'm not going to touch it. But if they come out with something legit, I will have hair and it will be glorious and it will be down to my butt crack. And I will wear a ponytail and a bun. Every cool ass way possible, I will have it. Even if I'm old.
Pigtails.
So, all of it. And I will
French
love it.
Braid.
And I will rock that shit. Well. And I will not apologize for that. I have had no opportunity. That's why I believe my beard play is so stellar, is because I haven't not had the opportunity to style anything.
No, your hair was. I mean, we're seeing it with Gunner. His hair
He will be.
My poor sweet.
He will know my plight. He will have to make that choice for himself.
I mean, he's got plenty of hair now. It's just it's thin and
flat. It looks just like mine looked.
It's a good thing his face is so extremely handsome.
And that he's ripped already.
I know.
He's ripped and he's muscular and he's four.
He's got some guns.
So he is willing, you know, I think that's a fair trade.
I know.
Yeah. And by the time he's older and he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, no one's going to say nothing about his awesome bald dome.
So no, and if they do, he's just.
He'll handle it.
Going to put them to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. He will take an arm.
Yep.
If they are aggressive.
John's trying to jump up here and say something.
John is our pit bull.
Din Din.
He is a deadly beast.
Oh, your breath smells so bad, John.
He is horrendously scary and will attack on sight.
Attack
on sight, I mean you will run from anything and he will kiss you on.
He's literally scared of his own shadow and his own farts.
Yes. Nothing. He is afraid of everything.
His own farts startle him.
If I show him a spoon, he will go lay in the corner. That spoon horrifies him.
Yeah.
You can probably hear him licking his water.
Yeah.
And then he'll drip it all over the kitchen
as
it falls out of his mouth.
He sits there and drinks water for 5 minutes and then it is all over the floor.
Yeah. That is our John. And he was
a good boy. Gunner let him lay in the bed with him for 3 minutes tonight. And then he was like.
Yeah, that's the great thing. We're trying to get him to sleep in the bed with Gunner sometimes just to be buddies. And Gunner will want it every night. No, John, stay in here with me. And then once he gets real cozy, he'll give John the boot. And we'll just hear his door shut and we'll open our door. And John will be staring at us with the same look on his face of like, I got kicked the fuck out again. I'm embarrassed. I thought he was going to let me stay this time, but he hates me.
I know the first time that happened, I was like, was that Gunner's door, and then I hear click, click, click in the hallway, like John walking around. I'm like, wait a minute.
The shame is what's hilarious on John's face. Because it happened tonight when y'all booted him out before you came out. I walked down the hallway and looked at him, and he was so defeated.
He gets too eager. Like, tonight, I was in there with him, and he was literally, like, laying almost on Gunner's pillow next to him, like, on his stuffed animals, all right. And Gunner was like, this is too much. Get out. And he just, and John knows it. He's like, damn it, I tried too hard.
Yeah, yeah. Every single night. He has not made it a full night yet. And I don't think he's going to, honestly.
Yeah.
I just think Gunner's used to sleeping in his own bed, which I love because he's been in his own bed from birth.
Yeah, he never slept in our bed, but even in the bassinet in our bedroom, that lasted 4 days.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Kids in your bed is not only a huge boner killer, but it's bad for the marriage. You just can't do it.
To me. When can you do it if your kid is sleeping in the bed? I mean,
obviously somebody doesn't want to bang if they're allowing the kid in there.
So you just have to get creative, I guess. I mean, I know plenty of people that have that situation.
They're not doing it with their kids in the bed. So
no, not with their kids in the bed. I'm just saying they have to find other places to do it.
Oh, well, that's too much work. So there's just, you know, I think you got to just tough it out.
We old-fashioned that way.
Yeah, you can't
do it in the bed.
Yeah, you can't. You just can't have the kid in the bed. They need their own space anyway. It's better for them.
Well, and for sure, because I mean, it teaches them the first step of like how to be independent, and yeah, I mean, just sleep on your own. If you can't sleep on your own, then how are you ever going to move out?
Yeah, and they're never going to be able to soothe themselves and get themselves to sleep. All that is why that's so important.
He was asleep so fast tonight. Like,
he was pretty exhausted.
After he kicked John out, then he was talking to me about some, like, he was talking nonsense, clearly very tired, and then just out.
We had baseball practice. He was up at 5:30.
Coming to get in the bed with us.
Long day, hot sun. He worked hard at baseball practice, so he was definitely exhausted. Mistake number one that I've already done, which there'll be many, when I posted on Facebook that we were, episode number one was starting, everyone now is asking for the link to the live. Yeah, we're not cool enough yet for that. But
good job, babe.
If this works out and the tens of you actually watch it or listen to it, you know, we can easily start live streaming like a YouTube version.
After we're done recording this, it can't, I mean, it's not going to be that long until we can get a link.
No, we'll get one out here soon. I mean, we've already been rolling now.
28 minutes.
Yeah, we've exceeded my expectations, so I'm not worried about it. You know, we'll go a little longer every week as we get, you know, into this and get ahead of steam going, but to get this first one under our belt was the most important thing. It's not as easy as you think. I mean, it's cool now that we've gotten it started, but the build-up, you know, I was a little nervous. I'm going to be honest. I'm still getting used to being a celebrity like
this. I know. Again, settle down, sir.
I just, you know,
just know,
you got to respect my privacy, folks, is all I'm saying. To let me,
when you see him in public,
let me ease into this.
I'm no happy, eye contact.
I'm happy to sign autographs and talk for a minute, but, you know, just be respectful. I'll be, you know, respectful back, and, you know, you don't have to chime in on our Twitter feed with 3 followers and bash me to death. Plus, I'm a little concerned. I'm not sure how good this is going to sound, so I'm kind of worried about my shit talking. Hopefully it sounds okay, but we'll have to see.
Please know he's only 98% serious.
Yes. Mainly serious. But, you know, I'm happy to do it. Somebody's got to do it. This, what we've already talked about, should have changed your lives.
I mean, of course it did.
So, I'm totally good with it. We can start next week if you guys would like, to where we actually cover a topic, or we can just spew more shit and shoot the shit together. Whatever you guys think. So you got to give us feedback. If you don't, then we'll just keep doing what we're doing and having fun, because we bought this microphone and this whole setup for $60 and we're making a podcast. So take that. You got anything else to add to this one, babe? Or we can, I think we can put this one in the can. We made 30 minutes.
We made 30 minutes. Now we can go find something to watch on Netflix.
No, we got a free UFC fight tonight.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. So
who's the headliner?
It's Andrade and...
That's another one of those names that sounds like you made it up. Andrelton?
Yeah.
Or Andrade?
No, it's just Andrade and... they're both beasts, though. It's gonna be it'll be a good
an FS1 yeah, free good fight. Cool.
So we're gonna go check that out now, and we will see you guys again next week.
Bye.
So let us know how you think. We need more people on Twitter. 3 is cool and shit, but
we love you guys.
We'd like to have 10, maybe.
Maybe 11.
Later.
Bye.